Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page, brings a machloikis Rav and Levi. Which liquids in Beis Hamikdash do not get tuma? Rav tani mashke beis midbichayo, the Levi tani mashke beis midbichayo. Meaning, Rav learns that the liquids that don't get tuma are only water and blood, while Levi learns that every liquid in Beis Hamikdash doesn't get tuma, including oil and wine. The Achronim in several Sfarim asked the question, the famous question. We know, Be'ez Hashem, we're reaching now the Moed of Chanukah. What was the Nes of Chanukah? That the Yevonim Timu Kol Hashmanim. They went and made all the oil in Beis Hamikdash Tomei. But according to Levi, the Mashke Beis Midbichaya doesn't get Tomei, meaning no liquid in Beis Hamikdash, including wine and oil, doesn't get Tomei. How did the oil of Beis Hamikdash get tuma in the first place? There's no tuma of oil in Beis Hamikdash. The first one who asked this question, I believe, is the Yavetz and a Sefer Morik Tzio, and it discussed in several other Sfarim. What was the Nes of Chanukah? What was the tuma Sashmanim? How did the oil become tuma? One answer is brought down the Sefer Shari Deir for the Goyim Yibord, quoted by the Kehilas Yankov. And so answers the Shoyel Meishu, one of the options, and the Beis Yitzchok. They all say a similar idea. The reason is because when the Yevonim went into the Beis Hamikdash, they lowered the Gedusha of Beis Hamikdash. They made the Beis Hamikdash less Kodesh. So when Beis Hamikdash lost the level of Gedusha, now there was ability to make the oil Tameh. Because the only reason the oil doesn't become Tameh when it's in Beis Hamikdash. But the moment it leaves Beis Hamikdash, the moment it's not inside Beis Hamikdash, it does get Tumah. That's what's brought down in Maseches Midos, that the Yevonim came, they did a pirzah, they did 13 pirzahs, 13 holes in the wall of Beis Hamikdash. The Pachat Yitzchok in Chanukah Mayim Avov explains, what does it mean they made holes in the pirzah of Beis Hamikdash? Why they had to make holes? They didn't destroy Beis Hamikdash. They just made holes in the wall of Beis Hamikdash. Because what the Yevonim are trying to do is they're trying to take away the wall, the separation between Am Yisrael and the rest of the world. They're not trying to destroy Am Yisrael. They're trying to connect them and take away the walls of Gedusha that Am Yisrael has. That's why they do pirzas. They do holes in the wall of Beis Hamikdash. The Maharal tells us that the reason the Yevonim had the koyach to overcome Beis Hamikdash, to overcome the Gedusha of the Heichal, he says there's a remiss to that. Because the Heichal, the word Heichal, Hei Yud Chof Lamed, is the gematria, numeric value of 65. And Yavon, the numeric value of Yavon is 66. Meaning the Koyach of Yavon had the ability to overcome the Heichol, the Kedusha of the Heichol, which is a lower level Kedusha. But there was Pach Echot Shel Shemen, that belongs to Kodesh HaKadoshim. That belongs to the higher level of Kedusha that they're not able to touch. So the whole idea of Yavonim is taking away the Kedusha. That's why they're able to make the oil tamei. It's brought down in the name of the Kehilas Yankov. That's what's very meduyik in the song of Moritz Tzur. We say, Uportsu choymois migdolai, and then vetimu kol hashmanim. The only way Yevonim were able to be metame kol hashmanim was only because portsu choymois migdolai, because they broke the walls of Beis HaMikdash, taking away the Gdusha of Beis HaMikdash, and then they're able to metame the hashmanim. So Yemele, the counter, the way we're misgabe, the way we overcome Yavon, is by increasing and building the walls of Kedusha, because the only thing that they did was take that away. If we build the walls of Kedusha, then we get back the Kodesh of Beis HaMikdash that makes the Shmanim all Kodesh. They're not able to get Tuma at all. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please send the email to shormachshava@gmail.com.